Very nice. 11 Kaninika.
So do you like this location?
Well, you know, you can come out year after year. You're writing down the laps, but the actual reality of what they're doing, it's almost like unbelievable. I mean, you see it, you come week after week, the miles are building up, but what it actually takes to go step by step, you can never exactly understand what they're going through. So it's amazing to me because life goes on. It's like almost 2 months later and they're still here. And what does that mean? Like, what have they been through? What's their journey been? It's just mind-blowing. I mean, your blog is great. Anandalahari 10. Because you can get a little glimpse, you know, when you interview them, you get a little bit of a feeling of what the race means to them, what they've been through, the difficulties, what they've overcome, and so forth. And it's so helpful, because then you can kind of get a sense of what's going on, you know.
When Sri Chinmoy first had this race 19 years ago, were you involved then in counting, or was it something like it was happening on the other side of the block?
I think I probably started from the beginning counting. Yeah, we were.
Has your perception changed in all these years about what goes on here? Or is it just amazement, amazement, amazement every time? Or is there something growing inside of you about your experience being here?
You know, I can see that the goal of the runners, you know, it's not an athletic goal. It's more of how their spiritual life comes into practice. It's like a laboratory. You know, we meditate, we read. But when you're actually doing something step by step, day after day, day after day, they must be pulling on something, like really, really deep. And
well, that's from a theoretical point of view, obviously, but can you sense that? Are you aware?
15 go, yeah.
Do you think you can be aware of that?
Well, I think over the years, I can see a joy factor that seems to be growing. And the runners seem to have developed this real oneness with each other because only they can kind of probably comprehend what's going on.
Like twins who speak a special language, but in this case there was a dozen of them.
Yeah, exactly, that not too many people can speak this language.
But for us here on the sidelines, there are dozens of people who come through the day, through the week, and also for those who are on the other side of the world, how does this impact upon that community of people?
You know, from what we've learned from Sri Chinmoy, anyone doing anything of self-transcendence and anything positive, you know, it affects a vast range around them of people and situations, and you can never grasp like the importance. He put so much importance on this race because the waves, like when you come here, as just even as a counter, you feel something. You know, you feel people are going way, way beyond their capacity, and you can't do it without a real spiritual life. 17 Atmavir, beautiful. So I don't know, I guess it's a little hard to put into words because there's a level that of me that can't relate to it at all, having never done it. Cannot relate. All I know is that it's tremendously difficult. And you can't even face something like this without having some connection between yourself and something higher and more meaningful. It's impossible. You can't even comprehend it. Can't even take the first step. So I feel like I'm watching people actually practice their spirituality in such a tangible way, and that's like such a personal experience. I just know I'm watching like an amazing achievements on a daily basis, but I don't have words for it actually.
Thank you.
Mind-blowing, I don't know.